This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh no!
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of your program, Happy Station. And as you heard at the beginning of the program, my name is Charlie. Huh? No, it isn't. It's Keith, actually. Keith Perrone here with you for the next 55 minutes. Amazing, you know, Christmas is just around the corner, as I said last week, the first show of December, which was last week. And just in the last 7 days alone, Taipei has becoming to look more and more Christmassy, especially in the major shopping areas. I literally just saw the largest tree I think that I've ever seen, which is located at the Taipei 101 building in downtown. It is huge. I'm not even going to estimate the height. Now, I said to you last week on the program that I saw a very big one, tree that is, at the Taipei Railway Station. In comparison to this one, it makes that one look tiny and minuscule. This one is almost as tall as the Taipei 101 building itself, and the width is just incredible. It's funny, because when I was looking at it, what came to mind right away was the 1960s cartoon, Christmas cartoon, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And there's this one scene where all the Whos down in Whoville are standing around this gigantic Christmas tree singing, na-doo-doo-dee, da-doo-doo-dee, welcome Christmas. If you've seen the cartoon, you know the song. That's what I thought of. Of course, you know, nobody was standing around the tree and singing, but they did have these lovely girls dressed up as lovely little Santas that were surrounding the whole tree, handing out coupons for all the shops in the Taipei 101 building. Quite extraordinary. Anyway, that was another jolt of Christmas to show that it's really just around the corner. And you know that in many places around the world, people will sometimes leave their Christmas shopping right till the last moment. Right, you know, just before all the shops close. In some places, shops close on Christmas Eve. Maybe they'll close earlier than normal. But the nice thing, of course, here in Taiwan is the stores are open until 12 o'clock at night. That's the regular shopping hours in some areas. In some areas, they close at 10. But on Christmas Day, shops close at 1 o'clock in the morning. They decided last year, as a test in some of the department stores, to have the department stores open completely during that period. Now, some people would say, oh, well, this is not nice. People want to spend Christmas with their families. But you have to realize Christmas in Taiwan is a different holiday than what it is in most Western countries. Now, here Christmas is not considered a holiday. It's like every other day, but people do celebrate Christmas. Here, it's not really the religious aspect of Christmas. It's more the getting together with friends and having a nice meal and some drinks and giving presents, I should say, to one another. So the feeling is very different. But nevertheless, it is a very good time of the year to make a very large profit for many of the stores. So there are stores right now that have begun, even a few weeks ago, their Christmas sales, savings of like 40, 50% in some cases, and this will continue right until December the 25th. Then on December the 26th, they begin sales of another nature. No, not New Year's, but the Chinese New Year's, which this year is happening at the beginning of, I think it's the beginning of February this year, I have to check, but it's in either the beginning or end of February. What year is it, Kevin? He doesn't know the year either. I'm referring to the animal year. You're not sure either. Well, that's nice of you. But anyway, that's coming up in the new year. So, of course, it's another time, another opportunity for people to give and receive presents. So stores will start their sales soon. And then, there's going to be the summer sales coming up right after it. So it's just continuous. It really is just continuous. Anyway, I have been talking now for a little bit too long. Let's begin with some music today. And I thought this would be a nice piece to begin. A bit of a flamenco. Otmar Liebert and Barcelona Nights. Otmar Liebert and Barcelona Nights beginning today's program. Well, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. And by the way, yes, we will have a Christmas song today. As you know, we have two Christmas specials coming up this year, and they are going to be airing on December 15th. So next week is the first of our two Christmas programs. And then the main Christmas show will be on December the 22nd. Also at the end of the year, there's going to be a couple of New Year's programs. There's one that's going to be airing on December the 29th. And then, of course, the live one, which is going to be broadcast live to Central America, Central America, the Caribbean, and North America on the 31st and 1st of January. I forgot the month, 2013. So we're going to begin the show in 2012 and continue it until 2013. What's going to be fun, of course, is, and I think I said this last year when we did the live program, I said to our listeners right now, I am speaking to you from the future. And that's because when we did the program, it was already 2013 here in Taiwan. Somebody said, too bad it really wasn't the future. You could have given us, you know, what stocks to invest in. Not that kind of future. Really interesting, though. We started doing something like that. Anyway, that's all the programming coming up. Now, if you follow our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That information will be on the website. Also, something that we have coming up on the website this weekend, as you know, every year, there's a little video that we put up doing a call out to some of the listeners that have written us in the past year and a little thank you to them. Of course, we can't mention everybody. So basically what we do is we put all the names in a hat and we choose, I think it's 20 or 25, and then we edit them together in this video, and that video will be made available on December the 9th at our website. Okay, time now for more music. Here is the one and only Sarah Vaughan and Broken Hearted Melody. Sarah Vaughan, Broken Hearted Melody. Those who follow me on Twitter and Facebook know that I have three dogs and now a cat. Well, I've had the cat for the past year. And a few people have asked me, they say, you know, I have a dog and I'm thinking of getting a cat. What should I do? Well, the first thing actually that's always the best thing to do is you get the cat when it's young. really young. But don't just put it in the middle of the floor with a dog, or dogs, and as my case is. You have to break the cat in slowly. Now, the cat that I have, Scrappy, which is the name I gave him, and I'll tell you why I called him that, I found him in the street in the summer after spending a week in Singapore. I came back, and there he was. He was filthy beyond filthy, and he was covered in fleas. And I thought, well, I know a cat rescue here in Taipei, so I'll box him up, bring him home, and then pass it over to them. Initially, I was only supposed to keep him for a week. Well, that week has now turned into over a year. So after the first week, because he was basically living in the bathroom and you couldn't go near him, you couldn't go near him after he was cleaned up and I brought him to the vet, put him back in the bathroom again. You couldn't go near him. He would want to scratch your hands. He would want to bite. He was hissing. He was an angry little thing. Which is the reason why I call him Scrappy, because he's like a scrapper. He wants to fight all the time, you know. Anyway, when he sort of calmed down and he became socialized with people, I thought, okay, well, now it's time to introduce him to the dogs. So I moved him out of the bathroom into the bedroom, and I put a gate up. And they were able to see each other. And then every so often, I would take him out of the bedroom and hold him and just put him in front of my dog so they could get used to him. Now, my dogs have seen cats before, and they usually chase them. They didn't really chase him because, well, he was on their territory, so they were kind of like leering and staring at him, not really knowing what to think. Did that for a while, and then eventually I thought, well, okay, you know what? I'm here, so I'm going to monitor the situation. So I took him out of the bedroom, put him down on the floor. The dogs came along, gave a big sniff, and then started to bat him with their paws. Because they were just curious. But he was, you know, he could defend himself, and if he didn't like it, he would run away. And he didn't run away. That was the thing. He just stayed there. And he would, you know, scratch back at them. Eventually, it came to a point where, well, I can actually keep them separate. At nighttime, though, he does stay in the bedroom. And I always leave the bedroom door open with a gate. And that's just because sometimes the dogs want to play. They play a little bit too rough. So at least it gives him some place where he can go and just get away from them. Now, what has happened with this gate is one of my dogs, the youngest one, who's also, they're all big. He's the smallest one. When I say small, it's kind of relative because he's almost 20 kilograms. He's a bit of a... Well, he's very curious. So I figured out that he was able to jump over the gate. I never caught him doing it. But I was outside one day, and I came back in, and I went to get something in the bedroom, and I was saying to myself, something's not quite right. The bed looks like it's been slept in, like Goldilocks, you know, the Three Bears kind of thing. The bed looks like it was slept in. And I thought, well, this is very strange. And I noticed the same thing a couple of times. Anyway, then one day I said, I have to figure out what's going on because it's definitely not the cat. The cat doesn't take up that much space unless he's rolling around in that area, but he doesn't do that. So I set up a camera on the bedroom door and went outside. Then came in 5 minutes later and looked at the video and then saw him jumping in the bedroom and then jumping back out. What he did... And what he does, if the door is open, is he waits for you to leave and then jumps in. And as soon as he hears the key going in the door to open it, he jumps back out. Very smart. And I thought, well, I can't have this because the cat doesn't have his own area if he wants to get away from anything. So I put the gate a little bit higher. So now there's a gap at the bottom, but yet it's too high for him to jump over. The dog, that is. The cat can still do it. Well, the other day, as I was reading the newspaper, I heard a noise, a yelping. Well, this silly little dog, or big dog, decided to crawl underneath the gate, and he got stuck. The other side, which was just way too funny, was Scrappy, batting him with his paw on his nose. Schoolboy, the dog's name, who's the dog, obviously, couldn't do a thing. Very funny indeed, actually. And so I yanked him out. He doesn't go anywhere near it again. But I have a feeling that he's going to try very soon. He's a very curious dog. I mean, when I go out, I have to put something in front of the refrigerator door because he knows that if he uses his paw, he can open it. And a few times he's gotten a chicken out of the refrigerator. I think that all stems from the fact that one time when I was taking them for a walk in the mountains outside Taipei, he went into a chicken coop. I have to say that was probably the most expensive chicken that I have ever bought. A live one. It was sort of still alive. Yes, he's very curious like that. Even the garbage pail. The garbage pail is one of those kind you step on a foot lever and it opens. Well, I have to remove the foot lever because he knows that if he steps on it, it'll open and he can reach what's inside. Yes, a real pain in the bum. A real pain in the backside. Anyway, time for more music. And I think this is appropriate to play because I have these monsters now. Oh, God, what have I done to deserve this? The Pet Shop Boys. We'll be right back. What Have I Done to Deserve This? The Pet Shop Boys featuring Dusty Springfield. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address is, as always, and as follows, hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio, and come in and take part of the interesting and lively conversations that always take place there. We now go to a song, and we're going to dedicate this to Sammy, that's S-A-M-I, who lives all the way in Finland. He is, I would probably have to say, the biggest Elvis Presley fan that I have ever communicated with. Absolutely huge. His Facebook page, which I took a look at the other day, is full of Elvis memorabilia, and I think he has every recording that Presley ever made. So we're going to dedicate... what is wrong with my tongue today? We're going to dedicate, is what I want to say, the next song to you, Elvis Presley, and As a Fool Such As I.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me, should I cry? When you're gone, yet I dream a little, dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Such as I.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I have come over you. You taught me how to love and how you say that we are good. I'm a fool,
but I love you dear until the day I die.
Now and then, as a fool, such as I am.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I, Elvis Presley, going out to Sammy in Finland. Well, now time for this week's Christmas song. And the one that I have chosen is actually from a TV special and was also released as an album in the 1960s. In the 1960s, Ray Conniff and his singers did a Ray Conniff Christmas, a TV special that aired on CBS. Prior to the program airing, they released the soundtrack from the TV show. And it's amazing, you know, there's certain Christmas albums, and they could have been around maybe 30, 40, 50 years in some cases. And every year at this time, they start getting airplay. One of the ones that comes to mind right away is Bean Crosby Christmas, which initially came out as a bunch of 78 RPM records, and then released as a 10-inch album, and then released as an LP, and today it's released as a CD. And it's the same listing of songs. It hasn't changed. The artwork and everything is exactly the same. And it's one of those albums that just every year is being sold. And this actually happens to be one of them. Now, you can actually see this TV special that he did because it is available on YouTube. And it's a lot of fun to watch. It's a little, of course, quite dated. But a good piece of entertainment, nevertheless. So, here's Ray Conniff, his singers and orchestra, from their 1960s special with a medley of three songs. Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Let It Snow. Yes. Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep. That's what it says here on the back of the album. And We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Hopefully, this will put you in the mood.
Getting
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Count your blessings, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. The Ray Conniff Singers. And I want to remind you that once again, next week, the 15th of December, will be our first Christmas show for the year. And then we'll have the main Christmas show on December the 22nd. So I hope that you can tune in to those two programs. They're going to be a lot of fun. Next week, by the way, on the program is a program we've aired before. And it's presented by Neville Gray. It's a Christmas tale that was recorded by Radio Nederland way back in the early 70s. And we used it last year, and a lot of you said you enjoyed it. So we're going to bring it to you again. And then, of course, our Happy Station traditional Christmas show, which, of course, features three very well-known stories with some help from Tom Mayer. And that's coming up next week and December the 22nd as well. Okay, time now for more music. Here's one of my favorite bands of all time, and I have many, The Hollies, with He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong.
Time.
He ain't heavy, he's my brother, the Howies. As you know, there was a story that made its rounds around the world last week about a newspaper in China that named Kim Jong-un as the sexiest man alive. Well, you've probably heard the story right now, but they got the source. I still find it funny when I read it. From an organization, a newspaper, and also a website called The Onion, which is a satirical website that has all kinds of really funny little tidbits every now and again. And the thing about it that is quite interesting is that it's not the first time that they were caught out by like this. I remember back 2002 or 2003, the Beijing Evening News, another big newspaper in China, ran a story about the U.S. Congress and how the U.S. Congress was planning to build a new building, and they were planning to move it out of Washington, and they also sourced The Onion. You know, and it's one thing you would think. You would think that somebody would use common sense and ask the question, Kim Jong-un, the sexiest man alive for 2012? And they also quoted The Onion, and you'd think that this would have given it away as well because they printed the following. It said, and this is directly from The Onion, it said, with his devastatingly handsome round face, his boyish charm and his strong, sturdy frame, this Pyongyang-bred heartthrob is every woman's dream come true. Blessed with an air of power that marks an unmistakably cute, cuddly side. Oh, Kim made this newspaper's editorial board swoon with his impeccable fashion sense. Yes, you would think that would have been a giveaway right there. Chic, short hairstyle, and of course, that famous smile. And he's not even smiling in the piece, but it's the impeccable fashion sense. Yes, he's wearing the latest in North Korean fashion, which hasn't changed in over 40 years. But yet, they printed it. I mean, was this person sleeping? Was this editor sleeping? Now, you would think, you know, printing it is bad enough, but they used The Onion as a source. And they said, I have the actual screen cap that was published by the People's Daily. And it says, The Onion is America's finest news source. That's a direct line from The Onion itself, because on The Onion website it says, The Onion, America's finest news source. Somebody. I really don't know what to say. Really don't know what to say. I mean, they didn't get it. They just didn't get it. I mean, this would be like, let me think. Oh, I know. Any politician saying that they're the smartest man in the world. Politicians, you've got to be kidding. I want to tell you about something that this reminds me of. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Paul Henry. Paul Henry is a presenter from New Zealand who in the past has actually put his foot in his mouth, and he's really said some very funny things. And one of the funniest was from a breakfast show that he was hosting in Australia before the breakfast show was cancelled because of poor ratings, which sums it up completely.
Well, three men have been charged with stealing a penguin from SeaWorld on the Gold Coast. The fairy penguin. This is not funny. Named Dirk, similar to this one, he is expected to be back on show this morning after it was found out last night, exhausted but unharmed. The thieves allegedly posted photos of him on Facebook, silly thieves, after taking him on Saturday night. One of their friends dobbed them in to police. Stop it.
him to steal one penguin. It must have been a government job, wasn't it? How many men does it take to steal one penguin? Three. They're all members of Parliament.
I don't know how I'm meant to go on, but I will try.
That, of course, was Paul Henry. And there is a reason for running that. I had shown that clip to someone. They're not really a friend. They're just somebody I met a couple of times, and they work as an editor for a newspaper in China. And he didn't get the joke, and he said, "Oh, government ministers are stealing penguins." And I thought that was even more funny. Yes. Oh, I don't think I can continue now. I think we should go to the next song before I completely lose it. Here's Mr. Tambourine Man, The Birds, here on your program, Happy Station. Mr. Tambourine Man, The Birds. And I think we should dedicate that song to Paul Henry for coming up with that absolutely amazing line, because I'm sure that if you could take that and, you know, do a different version of it, you can say, you know, how many men does it take to steal one penguin? Three, and they're all members of Congress. Oh, yes. Speaking of Paul Henry, by the way, we are going to have him on the show in the new year. He is one of the funniest men that I've ever met. And it is going to be a very fun interview, and I hope that you enjoy it. And I've never laughed so hard in my life. Very controversial figure, some would say. But he's very funny, you know, very funny indeed, especially when he talks about tea made. We don't have that clip, do we? Oh, we don't have time for it. Okay, well, we'll try to use it on another show. We'll try to use it on the show when he's on as a guest, because that is also just an absolute classic. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also Listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, and find out more information about PCJ Radio and Happy Station by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And of course, don't forget to find us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio. We're going to leave you right now. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron going off to steal a penguin, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet. This is PCJ Radio.